Felix and Maria. Anton Felix Hans Helmut von Blücher, later known simply as Felix A. Blücher, was born into Prussian nobility in 1819 on a great estate owned by his family in present-day northern Germany. Blücher claimed an impressive lineage. He could count among his forebears a granduncle named Gerhard Liebrich von Blücher, who was a general and hero at the Battle of Waterloo and who was crucial in Napoleon's defeat. In 1838, Felix enrolled in a prestigious university in Berlin, where he became an outstanding student in law, in civil engineering, and in languages. In 1845, he graduated with two advanced degrees, which qualified him as an attorney, a surveyor, and a linguist. He would eventually command six languages and would serve as a translator and interpreter. At some point before he finished his studies, Felix met and became entranced with Maria Augusta Emmy, the daughter of upper-middle-class parents named Carl and Marie Emmy, who owned a Berlin brass foundry. Born in 1827, Maria was attractive and charming, known as the Belle of Berlin. She was educated as well, having studied literature and music with private instructors. Family tradition held that she even studied piano and music under the German master, Franz Liszt. Felix's politics derailed any marriage plans. He had become radicalized at the university. His anti-monarch tendencies brought him into disfavor with Prussian authorities, so that in August 1845, he had to flee to the United States. Landing in New Orleans with little money, Felix did what he could to get by, tutoring German, serving as the accountant for his hotel keeper, and finally working in a local shipyard as a draftsman. In the spirit of Americanization, he even altered his name to Felix Anton Blücher. In 1846, Felix relocated to Texas to assist Prince Carl of Solms-Braunfels as a surveyor and linguist in building the latter's settlement. Famously, Felix served as the interpreter of and signatory to an 1847 treaty drawn up between the Comanche Indians and the German settlers between the San Saba and Llano Rivers. During the mid-1840s, Felix visited Corpus Christi, where he met its founder, a frontier promoter named Henry Lawrence Kinney. They struck up a friendship. Felix had also decided to return to Prussia, commit himself to marry Maria Emmy, and make Corpus Christi their home. A man of adventure, energy, and purpose, Felix A. Blücher cast his lot with South Texas, and his future wife would do the same. In mid-February 1849, he made his way back to Berlin and managed to have a personal meeting with William I, the Crown Prince of Prussia. There he put himself in good standing with royal authorities. In mid-March 1849, he and Maria married and immediately began their passage to Texas. Felix and Maria made the week-long trip by small sailing vessel across the Gulf of Mexico from New Orleans to Corpus Christi, where they landed on July 11, 1849. They were loaded down with their clothes and numerous items, including Maria's piano. On July 14, 1849, just a few days after he and Maria landed, Felix set off to do survey work for H.L. Kinney. In 1852, Felix was appointed as the official Nueces County surveyor. It was a time when the county extended from the Nueces River to parts of the Rio Grande. In 1858, he received appointment as Cameron County surveyor. In 1860, he obtained the position of Live Oak County Surveyor as well. He was often out across the broadest reaches of South Texas. During Felix's long absences, Maria relied on her own resourcefulness to make ends meet. She had a yard filled with chickens, cows, and a garden from which she sold eggs, milk, and vegetables. Maria became the quintessential resilient American frontier woman. She shouldered the burdens of the home and farm by herself, or with the aid of growing children and trusted local workers. During the 1870s, Maria became renowned as a local instructor of music and piano. Numerous students benefited from her early training and Prussian culture. She also supplemented the family income as a teacher of various languages. Always, Maria remained mindful of having her own children educated, a duty which continued the literate Blücher tradition. Felix's survey assignments during the early 1870s included the first attempt to build a narrow-gauge railroad from Corpus Christi to Laredo. It was an enterprise that tried to link the emerging port of Corpus Christi to the interior of Mexico. By then, Felix was employing his two oldest sons in his work. His endeavors also carried him to Laredo, Zapata, Brownsville, and other parts of the lower Rio Grande Valley. Felix's surveying proved to be economically profitable. Always, Felix Blücher made more notes, created more field books, and drew elegant maps, in the process increasing the written record of his time on the South Texas terrain. It was in 1879 when, on a surveying job for the legendary rancher Richard King, that Felix Blücher died unexpectedly in Cameron County from a lung condition. Maria remained in her home with her children living nearby. As her biographer Bruce Cheeseman notes, she continued to teach music, enjoyed her garden and pets, and delighted, as she always had, in the beauty and bounty of the bay and chaparral. Maria Augusta von Blücher died in 1893.